pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, I welcome you to the third and final session of this Buddha Purnima celebration. First and foremost, the 13 countries give thanks to Bhagwan and the ashram authorities for permitting a Naran Seva which was held yesterday. The flyer that was made for this program contains an explanation of the four states of mind as described by the Lord Buddha, and how the daily practice of these four qualities in our thought, word, and deed will have a helpful influence on our meditative minds by reducing the negative thoughts which often subtly intrude into our meditation. We pray that Bhagwan blesses us that we may always live in constant integrated awareness of God is and I am I. Our second speaker on Buddhism is Dr. P.D. Krithisri Pereira. Dr. Pereira has a PhD in electronic engineering and also a MSc aircraft in aircraft maintenance. He is a research scientist and inventor of the supersonic Stargate antibacterial filter, which is used in hospitals to destroy bacteria and even some viruses. He is a Sri Lankan-born Buddhist and is learned in Abhidharma, in the Pali language, in which ancient Buddhist scriptures are written. Dr. Pereira came to know of Baba in 1970 in England, where he had been studying. After he saw the 16mm film Advent of the Avatar, he traveled around England to show the video because there was only one size center in England at that time. Eventually, the number of centers grew to 24. He moved on to Canada and eventually the United States of America and is now settled in Guangzhou in China. May I present Dr. Pereira. Om Sai Ram.
Ganeshaya Namah Om Shri Tridevo Namah Om Shri Tridevyo Namah Om Shri Hari Vishnu Shiva Shakti Swarupa Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Babaya Namah.
Respected scholars, respected elders, Sai brothers, sisters, and beloved children. Buddham saranam gacchami, Dhammam saranam gacchami, Sangham saranam gacchami. I pay homage to the Buddha. I pay homage to the Dharma. I pay homage to the Sangha, the Arihant. In this auspicious day, I like to focus on the similarities of some of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba's teaching and Sri Sakyamuni Buddha's teaching. Bhagawan Baba has proclaimed once, in this divine avatar, he had not come to punish the wicked, but to persuade the wicked to become good and establish a permanent change in their hearts and soul. This was done perfectly as we had witnessed in the past. This is called loving kindness. Sri Sakyamuni Buddha had not punished anybody in the history of the Buddha. This includes the very wicked Devadatta, who had wielded a rock about the size of a bedroom by his power to kill the Buddha and missed. But a small part of rock chipped away and shed a drop of blood of the Buddha's leg, actually the toe. But Sakyamuni Buddha had not spoke a word of anger to Devadatta. But yet, save Devadatta from getting into hell due to his panchanang tarikarma, the mahapapa he has just done. In another case, Angulimala, Prince Angulimala, who was killing people and collecting fingers for a garland to pay his Guru Dakshina to his Guru. He saw the Buddha and ran to kill the Buddha. But with loving kindness, Sakyamuni Buddha had persuaded Angulimala to follow him, and Angulimala later became enlightened and became an arahant. These divine qualities of Sri Satya Sai Baba and the Sakyamuni Buddha are called in Pali language Mahamaitri, the immense compassion. In English, to put it as ocean of compassion. Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba is the Buddha of the present time. So once I wrote these verses to say in a chant. Tumaho Satya Nidhan Baba, Tumaho Dharma Nidhan, Tumaho Satya Nidhan Baba, Tumaho Dharma Nidhan, Tumaho Shanti Nidhan Baba, Tumaho Prema Nidhan. Artatran Parayan Sai, Tumaho Daya Nidhan. Artatran Parayan Sai, Tumaho Daya Nidhan. Tumaho Kripa Nidhan Baba, Tumaho Kshama Nidhan. This is the immense compassion of Baba's. All these qualities were in him, are in him. During the time of the Buddha, there was a big question in the world among people. Question was, what is good and what will bring them good blessings? This inquiry went to the kings but had no answer. Then this inquiry went to the devatas in heavens, and they wanted to find out from Mahavishnu. Then they find Mahavishnu is in human form as the Buddha in the human world, Sakyamuni Buddha. So when the Buddha was in Jetavana, Anathapindikasa Arame, a temple, one devata had come at night with a brilliant light and sat by the side in front of the Buddha and requested the Buddha to proclaim what is Mahamangala, the great blessings for the benefit of all mankind. With the speed of a wink of an eye, that's the only speed Buddha took. Years have passed in the other realms, they couldn't find the Mangala. With a wink of an eye, Buddha has proclaimed Mahamangala Sutra with 38 great blessings. I will chant in Pali the first three great blessings and explain the meaning. asevana cha balanam panditanam cha sevana puja cha pujaniyanam etang mangalamuttamam.
The meaning asevana cha balanam, not to associate the foolish. Panditanancha sevana, but to associate the wise. Pujacha puja niyanam, honor those worthy of honor. This will bring you greatest blessings. Buddha had given an example of a fool. And in Pali, Buddha has mentioned the name Hiranyakashipu, a king who used to live. In Sanskrit, he was called Hiranyakasipu. Everyone knows the Hiranyakasipu Mahapapi that Narasingha avatar had to manifest to finish him. Not to associate such people, but to associate the wise, such as divine avatars, Buddhas and Arahants. Another great blessing in the same sutra is
Mata pitu patthanam puttadarasya sangaho anakula cha khammanta etang mangalamuttamam.
Mata pitu patthanam, to serve your mother and father with love. In Sanskrit you say matru devo bhava, pitru devo bhava. To serve your children, puttadarasa sangaho, to serve your children and wife with love. Anakulacha kammanta etam mangalamuttamam, to engage in punya karma, meritable acts, will bring you greatest blessings. In my childhood, I used to go and collect flowers on the full moon day to give for the temple goers as a charitable gift. I was only about 14 years old, so I used to sing a song with the three Buddha Dhamma Sangha. The meaning of this: when your mind disturbed with raga, dvesha, moha, klesha, you sing in your lips, Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. The song went like this.
Obbe rāgī mana kyalambedo kleśaya ogayene vedo ema vita pavasanu muvinno be Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Gacchami, Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Obbe rāgī mana kyalambedo kleśaya ogayene vedo emavita pavasanu muvin obe Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi.
Thank you.
Japan experienced the devastating effects of a tsunami and an earthquake on 11th March 2011 in eastern Japan. The earthquake threatened catastrophic destruction as the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant was on the brink of a nuclear meltdown. 20,000 people lost their lives in that colossal human tragedy, and countless were displaced from their homes. Women, children, the elderly, and the infirm, none were spared. But even as nature reacted violently and revealed man's vulnerabilities and the inadequacy of his secular knowledge, Sai, in his loving compassion, responded to the suffering of the people, and in his mercy, he averted the unimaginable disaster. For the glory of the Sai avatar had been sung in that land for many years. The avatar gave the Japanese people discipline, courage, and compassion to help each other. On behalf of the organization, Zone 5 presents to you today a true story to recount the tragedy of that event, but also the glorious divine spirit which Bhagawan awoke in the hearts of the people. The title of their drama is Adrishtam, referring to the good results that are born of pure thoughts and meritorious deeds. Saram.
Present a documentary drama which is based on a real story of the Great Eastern Japan Earthquake. Adrishtam.
One day I had a dream. Swami appeared in that dream and said to me,
"An unprecedented disaster will take place in March 2011. The way for you to avoid it is."
And what Swami said after that about the way of avoiding the disaster sounded like some Sanskrit word, and try as I might, I was unable to recall it. After I woke up from that dream, "Oh Swami, what was that important word?" "Oh Lord, what is it that I can do?" "Dearest Swami, please use me as your instrument."
The Great Eastern Japan Earthquake occurred at 2:46 p.m. on March 11th.
Please stand down. Sit down on the floor.
would happen 30 minutes later. March 11, 3:21 p.m. A giant tsunami, more than 10 meters high, rushed towards the downs, swallowing and washing away everything on the ground, including her people and buildings.
Hurry up! Let's get out here! Head for higher ground!
Anymore. The tsunami is fast approaching. Please help my baby.
Give it up. He's the god of water, punishing man for his selfish and greedy behavior. Oh, Swami.
Swami said,
"Unfortunately, today, as a consequence of scientific and technological progress, humanness has declined and man considers the world as only intended for its enjoyment. As a result, the powers of nature are being used in a manner which possesses a great threat to the world. The world has not been created for mere enjoyment of man. Abusing the resources of nature and forgetting his own basic human nature, man is going against the purpose of creation. Many natural catastrophes are entirely due to man's behavior. Earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, wars, floods, famines, and other calamities are the result of great disorders in nature. These disorders are traceable to man's conduct. Man has not recognized the integral relationship between humanity and the world of nature."
Supplies were cut off. Supermarkets were out of stock. Traffic lights went dead. National roads were crowded with cars trying to get food and water. But they patiently waited and gave way to each other. Not a single horn was heard from the cars. It took 5 hours to get a supply of water. But people did not fight over water. Everyone was organized. There were no riots, nor robberies. Love spread all over Japan. People helped and supported each other. Prayers and comforting words were sent to Japan from all around the world. March 12, 3:36 p.m. Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant Reactor Unit 1 exploded. March 14, 11:01 a.m. Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant Reactor Unit 3 exploded. March 15, 6:10 a.m. Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant Reactor Unit 2 exploded. March 15, 6:14 a.m. Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant, Reactor Unit 4. Fire broke out, and a maximum amount of radioactive particles have been released in the air. While many foreigners living in Japan returned to their home countries for fear of radiation contamination, some Indian Sai devotees had a strong determination.
We have lived here in Japan and received much from this country. It is now our time to pay back. We will remain in Japan to do seva with other Japanese people, for the Japanese.
There is a Vedic mantra starting with Nakarmana. It teaches the virtue of sacrifice. Oh Swami, here is the actual practice of Sai teaching of love. To live as prescribed in the Vedas. Swami said, immortality is attained not through action, progeny, or wealth, but only by sacrifice.
Blankets, drinks, and other materials were sent to the Tokyo Sai Center from devotees all over Japan. There were 4 10-ton trucks, loads of relief supplies. Information on the disaster area was scarce. Arrangements for receiving relief supplies were not complete. Still, we had to deliver materials to the suffering victims. Dr. Sonu participated in the seva with us. He was a Sai student studying in Japan.
Dr. Sonu, we will leave tomorrow for the disaster area to deliver these relief supplies from all around the country.
I informed my fellow Sai students that you would leave for the disaster area tomorrow. They are very concerned about you, because tomorrow is the day when the moon will make the closest approach on the earth, and it is said to have negative influences on earth. The afflicted areas are 370 kilometers away from Tokyo, and the Fukushima nuclear power plants are located on your way. You can chant the Maha Mrityunjaya mantra as many times as you want on your way. It is said to remove the fear of death. This mantra is in the 11th chapter of Namakam.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sonu.
The Sai devotees bus passed through Fukushima, where the nuclear accident had taken place. The bus was immersed in chanting the Maha Mrityunjaya mantra.
Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Purvarkami Bhavandhanam Mrityor Makshiyamamrtat. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Purvarkami Bhavandhanam Mrityor Makshiyamamrtat. Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam.
Look, there is a rainbow. How beautiful! We have just passed through the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. This is a sign of Swami's love for us. He has protected us from radiation. Oh,
Swami. You protect and guide those who do selfless seva. Thank you very much, dear Lord.
Assistance team from Tokyo arrived at the disaster area. They were supposed to deliver relief supplies with the other devotees from that area. But roads were shut down due to rubble and landslides. After delivering half of the relief supplies, they had no way of delivering the massive amount of much-needed supplies that was still remaining with them.
Swami, please use us. We want to help our suffering neighbors.
The night fell, and we were still helpless. Then suddenly, we were informed that the Japan Coast Guard would undertake the distribution of our relief supplies. They would deliver the materials by ship and helicopter to those areas where no access roads were available from the land. It was a merciful arrangement by our compassionate Lord.
Thank you very much, Swami. Thank you so very much.
Many people lost their houses and lived in a school gymnasium. We went there to deliver relief supplies and sing bhajan. We were anxious about whether people would accept bhajans, which were unfamiliar in Japan. But believing in Swami, we started this seva.
We came here to deliver Indian curry and songs from India.
I don't want to hear any songs.
Don't be rude to them. They came all the way. Let's have them sing.
Ganesh is worshipped in India as the remover of obstacles and difficulties. In Japan, Lord Ganesh is worshipped as Kangiten. We will sing this song, praying for your peace of mind and your quick recovery.
Jai 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 Ganana
as if this song sounded from the heavens.
Excuse me, but will you please give me that picture of Ganesh?
Yes, here you are.
Thank you. After the earthquake, I have been suffering from depression. Fasting each day has become a torture. But after hearing your songs, I want to worship Lord Ganesh. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I feel so happy after hearing your songs. I'm really sorry for saying that I did not want to hear your songs. Thank you very much.
Oh Swami, the name of God
when chanted with love, really melts even the hardest of hearts. Your love is spreading here too.
After the earthquake, summer and autumn passed. Winter had arrived. In the meantime, we endeavored to participate in the seva selflessly, sometimes confronting and colliding. We still helped one another. It was for each of us a journey of discovery of our inner self, a spiritual journey towards the divinity within everyone.
Six months after the earthquake, on an autumn day, we devotees collected and offered prayers to the souls of the many people that were killed on the beach. We sprinkled vibhuti and burned incense sticks and prayed. O God of waters, please forgive our blasphemy against nature. O God of the sea, please forgive us.
Then, a big wave lapped onto the shore, only to the 5-meter-wide area where devotees stood. The wave came to our knees and left. Thousands of orbs or light bulbs were photographed in the picture taken there on that day. Thousands of sacrificed souls might have gathered at the site of our prayer.
What happened? They are for the earthquake victims. I recall the words Pani have said to three.
An unprecedented disaster will take place in March 2011. The way for you to avoid it is...
The way for you to avoid it is... Atristam. That Sanskrit word which I could not remember was Atristam. This was totally unfamiliar to me.
Swami had said,
what is adrishtam? Adrishtam, that which cannot be seen. You may not be able to see the results of your meritorious deeds, but they confer on you all the happiness and comforts in due course of time.
Swami had said,
that is atharishtam. There are many things that follow you that cannot be seen by the physical eyes. Today, we sow the seed of thought and reap the fruit of action, karma. From the seed of karma arises Swabhava, the fruit of behavior. Out of the seed of behavior comes the fruit of character. The seed of character yields the fruit of atharishtam, good fortune.
Swami had said, well, thoughts are supremely important to man. They constitute his very life breath. Without understanding this truth, man allows evil tendencies like anger, envy, hatred, evil to fill his mind and thereby causing disaster.
Therefore, we have to continuously strive to have good thoughts and to do good action.
Scars of the tragic earthquake are still remaining in 1 year after it occurred. But this disaster gave us many lessons and brought out in us the spirit of love and unity. Swami, on March 11th, when the earthquake occurred, you did not come out for darshan for the first time in 2 weeks. The fan can be seen under Swami's lotus feet in the picture taken in the darshan on March 13th, 2 days after the earthquake.
The mat under Swami's feet is quite similar to the Japanese national flag. We hear Swami had been using this mat several days before the earthquake.
This earthquake might have inflicted much more damage upon us. Swami, we believe you have put us under your lotus feet, just like this mat. And at the same time, you have protected us.
Swami has said, thoughts are supremely important for man. They constitute his very life breath. Without understanding this truth, man allows evil tendencies like anger, envy, hatred and ego to fill his mind and thereby causing disaster. The way for you to avoid it is Adrishtam.
Therefore, you have to continuously strive to have good thoughts and to do good actions.
Thank you very much, Swami. May each of your devotees of the world divine protection continue good action. Live in the love of God and let your divine love of their life.
मनसे कहो राम 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 श्री राम 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 कहे दुख मिटे लेत राम नाम हम समुद्र सुखद नाम एक राम नाम हम समुद्र सुखद नाम एक राम नाम परम शांति सुख निजान दिव्य राम नाम परम शांति सुख निजान दिव्य राम नाम परम शांति sakha sabhi ramana mata pita bandhu sakha sabhi ramana
Sharanam ಹೇ ಶಿವನಂದನ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಂದನ ಹೇ ಶಿವನಂದನ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಂದನ ಜಯ ಹೋ ಜಯ ಹೋ ಮೂಷಿಕ ವಾಹನ ಹೇ ಶಿವನಂದನ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಂದನ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ತನಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಜಯ ಹೋ ಜಯ ಹೋ ಮೂಷಿಕ ವಾಹನ
Sai Baba, Sakal Bhuvan Ke Data.
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 Roop Manohar Kamala Khanta.
Roop Manohar Kamala Khanta.
Roop Manohar Kamala Kanta.
Sakal Bhuvan Ke Data.
Zone 4 and Zone 5 countries have been blessed to have with us throughout the three sessions the All India President, our respected brother Srinivasan with us. And sir, we would be honored if you would address us.
Sai Ram, loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan, brothers and sisters of Zone 4 and Zone 5, the last 2 days we have been thrilled to see your programs and you have filled us with joy and love to see the glory of our beloved Bhagavan in far-off countries. Bhagavan is everywhere. He is here. He is with you. He is with you in times of joy and sorrow. And He is with you when you serve selflessly. I think our brothers and sisters from these countries have shown how every disaster is an opportunity for seva. When we see the seva that you have done, dear brothers and sisters, we in India are truly humbled to see how much you have served selflessly with love and with great faith in Bhagavan. Bhagavan has said that where my name is taken, where my work is done, I am there. So the way to experience His divinity and His ethereal love is to take His name more and more often, to participate in more satsangs, and also to do His work in greater measure. Bhagavan's messages are very simple. Love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. The emphasis is on the all. Love all, not just one person, not because he is white, black, yellow or anything, but all. Whether he is rich or poor, whether he is sick or healthy, every single person is the Lord, the image of Bhagavan. Bhagavan has said, see me in every single brother and sister. So that is the way forward, and I am sure that with the blessings of our beloved Bhagavan, our brothers and sisters in Zone 4 and Zone 5 will do greater and greater seva and earn the blessings of our beloved Bhagavan Baba. We here at Prashanti Nilayam look forward to see all of you and more brothers and sisters from Zone 4 and Zone 5 next year. Jai Sai Ram.
Sir, we thank you for your kind and for your inspirational words, and we thank you for being the example that you are. We pray that Bhagwan blesses us so that as we return to our homes, our lives become His message. Jai Sai Ram.
वदना श्री करा सर्वा प्राणपति स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपति आश्रित कल्पल जीवा आश्रित कल्पल जीवा आप
Shanti, shanti, shanti.